State environmental officials are investigating a spill at a frac sand mine in west central Wisconsin. Discoloration in a local creek was spotted in the town of Curran in Jackson County this past Saturday. And now local officials want to know what chemicals may have been in the spill water and what cleanup efforts will look like. Rich Kramer is a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rich, what do we know about the spill so far?
Well, we know that there was some sort of a breach from the Wisconsin Proppants-owned mine, which is in the town of Curran in Jackson County. This is just north, like right up against the town of Hixton. And basically, some people saw that one of the creeks had changed color, and they suspected that it was coming from the industrial sand mine. So there was a report to the DNR. Someone called the DNR and alerted them. And the company also alerted the DNR over the weekend as well.
And so residents noticed the discoloration of the creek this past Saturday, but do we know when the spill might have actually occurred?
That's still kind of up in the air. I haven't heard anything since. All I heard was the town board chair, Dwight Swenson, told me yesterday that he first heard about it Saturday morning. So it could have been Saturday morning. It could have been prior. That's all I know.
You reported that the spill got into the Curran Cooley Creek. What is that creek connected to as far as, you know, what watersheds it's part of?
Sure. The Curran Cooley Creek is a Class 3 trout stream, so it's not among the state's highest quality trout streams, but that feeds into the Trempealeau River, which is a Class 2 trout fishing area. And, of course, the Trempealeau eventually flows into the Mississippi and on down to the Gulf.
And so these waterways that were directly affected or are connected to the Curran Cooley Creek, what kind of uses do we see those waterways being used for?
Well, the Trempealeau River is pretty well used for fishing. It's also a canoeing, recreational sort of a thing. I'm not so sure about Curran Cooley Creek. The pictures that I've seen from the town board chair, the creek is pretty small, very narrow channel, kind of in a marshy area.
And what can you tell us about the company that owns the mine where this spill is thought to be coming from?
Sure. Wisconsin Proppants is a company that was, this mine in particular was formed around 2014. And it's owned, its parent company is Schlumberger, which is the world's leading, you know, biggest oil field services provider. So they're a company that is also in states where they're having all this drilling for oil and natural gas. And Schlumberger is one of the biggest companies that is basically fracking the wells or pumping high pressure liquids and sands and different sorts of proppants and chemicals to break apart the rock and extract the oil and natural gas.
And you requested a comment from the company. They did not respond, but do we know if they are working, cooperating with DNR officials?
Well, a DNR spokesman yesterday told me that the company has been working with them extensively. They alerted the DNR over the weekend, as I said, but they said that they've been cooperating fully throughout the process. It's still pretty early in the whole thing to know what exactly that means or what they've been doing. And I know that DNR staff were on site. They were testing the sediment that had come into the creek, taking water samples as well. I'm not sure if they've been allowed to test sediment or samples from the site owned by Wisconsin Proppants, but I would assume so.
We're talking with Rich Kramer. He's WPR's reporter in Eau Claire, and he is covering a frac sand mine spill in Jackson County. And, Rich, you spoke to the town board chair of Curran, Dwight Swenson. What did he have to say?
Well, he said that, you know, residents are concerned about what might be in this. He talked about sludge and cake. Cake is kind of an industry term for when they break up the sand. Basically, they break it up and they pulverize it and they wash it. So they need to get these sand grains are bound together by clays and different minerals, and those aren't valuable to the energy producers. So they basically wash the mud, for lack of a better term, out of it. And they recycle the water because it saves them money to keep using water over and over again. And because of that, all that sediment tends to settle in these ponds and kind of build up. And so it appears, according to what the town board chair told me, that that is the material that found its way out and into the creek.
And this region had a frac sand mine spill just last year. Is that just bad luck, or is this a common occurrence when you've got frac sand mines?
Well, it's not so common anymore. The site or the spill you're talking about last year was the biggest that I think has happened with regards to industrial sand mining. That was a site owned by High Crush Proppants, and that's in the town or city of Whitehall, in Tremplo County, and they had a situation where a worker driving a bulldozer had gone underwater. It the bulldozer slid into the pond, and the worker was trapped for a couple of hours. So they breached the berm of the holding pond in that case to save this person's life. That released 10 million gallons of that's the company's estimate, 10 million gallons of this process water, which inundated a valley and flowed in, and that changed the color of the Tremplo River for a couple days into a bright kind of a tannish orange. When the sand mines were first building up around 2011, 2012, you'd see instances where there were leaks. That was generally when heavy rains would kind of overwhelm the construction sites or the stormwater holding situations. But it hasn't happened so often up until last year and then this. These are the two most recent.
Well, Rich, thanks for telling us what you know, and we'll definitely be checking back in as the DNR investigation continues.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Rich Kramer, WPR's Eau Claire reporter. He was with us today to talk about the latest on a frac sand mine spill in Jackson County.